KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 39 degrees. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today with light rain later this morning, a high of 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency, located on the square in Greenfield. In area news, Audubon County Attorney Sarah Jennings said Monday that 30-year-old Jay Pedron of Audubon pled guilty Monday to charges that include felony burglary in the second degree and felony willful injury causing bodily injury. He'd been arrested in September in connection with the assault of a Perry man during an incident that took place in Audubon, and again in December for a burglary in Audubon County. Pedron was sentenced to a total of 15 years in prison, the maximum sentence possible for the two offenses. Minimus was issued immediately after sentencing, but Pedron was taken into custody and transported to Carroll County first in order to address a fifth-degree theft charge. He also faces a charge of theft in the second degree in Cass County. And his appeal bonds were set at $20,000 on the burglary second-degree charge and $10,000 on the willful injury charge out of Audubon County. The Atlantic Police Department Monday issued a report on arrests dating back to the beginning of the month. Most recently, 27-year-old Haley Anderson of Atlantic was charged Saturday with public intoxication. Last Wednesday, 20-year-old Colby Falk of Harlan was arrested by Atlantic Police on a Cass County warrant for driving while license barred. On March 4th, 22-year-old Dakota Schwartz of Atlantic was arrested on a Council Bluffs warrant for criminal mischief in the first degree and burglary in the third degree. And on March 1st, 28-year-old Joshua Richardson of Des Moines was arrested on a Polk County warrant for violation of probation. Each of those subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. Red Oak Police, responding to a possible domestic violence incident early this morning, arrested a man and woman on charges. Officers were called to the 1000 block of East Reed Street at around 3:20 a.m. Upon further investigation, 25-year-old Jamie Marie Parker of Red Oak was arrested for domestic assault first offense, and 25-year-old Joshua Michael Parker of Red Oak was arrested for public intoxication second offense. Both were transported to Montgomery County Jail, where Jamie Parker was being held without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate, and Joshua Parker was being held on a $1,000 bond. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater Monday night reposted a report on arrests from over the past week. On Saturday, 27-year-old Shane Sim Blackford of Sheraton was arrested on an Adair County warrant for violation of probation. Blackford was released later that same day on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. Friday night, 23-year-old Jason Joseph Joliet of Adair was arrested by Adair Police for OWI first offense. He was cited and released on bond later that same night. At around 1:10 a.m. on Thursday, 20-year-old Rayvon Don McFarland of Greenfield was arrested by Greenfield Police for domestic assault first offense in connection with an incident that involved her live-in partner. She was released later that day after pleading guilty to the offense. On March the 6th, 42-year-old Joseph Eric Funk of Fontenelle was arrested on an Adair County warrant for violation of probation. Funk was subsequently released on his own recognizance. On March the 5th, 48-year-old Donald James Noggle of Stewart was arrested by Stewart Police following a domestic incident at his home. Noggle was charged with harassment in the first degree and was also released on his own recognizance. On March the 4th, 25-year-old Angelic Lachey Lockhart of Des Moines was arrested at a restaurant in Adair for public intoxication after her breath test showed a 0.156% level of intoxication. Lockhart was released later that same day on her own recognizance. And on March 3rd, 36-year-old Jason Eugene Sheeter of Guthrie Center was arrested at the Guthrie County Jail on an Adair County warrant for failure to appear for contempt of support payments. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail with credit for time served. Police in Creston report three people were arrested on Monday night. Matthew Lucas Otten of Creston was arrested for driving while suspended. He posted a $300 cash bond and was released. Monday morning, Boone Daniel Hayes of Creston was arrested for domestic abuse assault by strangulation and violation of a no-contact order. His cash or surety bond was set at $2,000. Also arrested Monday morning was Leah Rose Hayes of Creston for violation of a no-contact order, and she was being held in the Union County Jail without bond. Dollar General's newest store in Griswold is now open. Company officials say that in its new location, the company store will offer area residents a convenient new place to shop for everyday essentials at low prices. Dollar General will celebrate the store's official grand opening in Griswold on Saturday at 8 a.m. with free prizes and special deals. In our funeral announcements, Marge Hightoff, age 98, of Panora and formerly of Manning, died March the 1st. A massive Christian burial for Marge Hightoff will be today at 11 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning, with Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of the arrangements. Eleanor Faye Garside, age 81, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Missouri Valley, died Friday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Eleanor Garside will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Dolores Holstey, age 90, of Messina, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dolores Holstey will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Richard Hagler, age 66, of Panora, died Friday in West Des Moines. Memorial services for Richard Hagler will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Daniel McLaren, age 77, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Omaha. A funeral mass for Daniel McLaren will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Mark Swanson, age 61, of West Des Moines, died March the 3rd at his home. Memorial services for Mark Swanson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Clara Frizzell, age 91, of Greenfield, died Saturday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. The family of Clara Frizzell will greet friends from 4 until 7 p.m. Saturday at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Eleanor Hoover, age 81, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Omaha. Services for Eleanor Hoover are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Richard Dean Straw, age 58, of Irwin, died Saturday at his home. A memorial service for Richard Straw will be held at a later date in Nebraska City, Nebraska. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.